This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.
Yeah, come on.
Jim Morrison is dead and gone, but still packing him in, and that's just the problem. The lead singer of The Doors died in a bathtub in Paris in 1971. He's buried in Paris's Père Lachaise Cemetery. Now, as cemeteries go, Père Lachaise is Park Avenue. Frédéric Chopin, Edith Piaf, Marcel Proust, and Balzac are all among the noteworthies buried there. But Jim Morrison's grave has become the fifth most popular tourist attraction in Paris. And Christian Charlet, who runs the 200-year-old cemetery, told The Guardian of London this week that he'd like to give Mr. Morrison the heave-ho. Now, Mr. Morrison is a well-behaved corpse, but Monsieur Charlet says his fans stand online, smoke pot, and leave flowers and cigarette butts by the grave. Mr. Morrison's tomb is permanently leased, but maybe promoters would consider a posthumous tour. Coming up, a new collection of short stories about those who have the right to remain silent and those who cuff them. Stay tuned.
When the music's over,